Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
All right, DK Metcalf, the story of the day. As we await for a ruling from, I guess, Roger Goodell on whether this two-game suspension that DK and his reps have appealed will be upheld, reduced, canceled altogether, we'll see. This was Mike Tomlin in his news conference today on, you know, various questions about DK and the suspension. And Tomlin said right from the start he wanted to be very careful about it because he knows that there are legal ramifications now that the fan, Ryan Kennedy, I believe is the name, Sean?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Has retained representation here and come out and said he didn't say the things he was accused of saying, not by Metcalf himself, but via podcasts from James Harrison and Chad Johnson, formerly Chad Ochocinco. So now they're wrapped up in this story in a big way. This was Tomlin.
I imagine you talked to DK Metcalf. Did he explain in your conversation what caused him to go over, cost the fan, and why did he do it?
He did explain to me why he did what he did, and I certainly don't condone the behavior, but I support DK, and I really don't have a lot to add. Other than what I just told you, I think he has a hearing this afternoon, an appeals hearing, and I certainly don't want to weigh in prior to that. And certainly I've heard more recently that there might be legal ramifications, and so I better be careful about what I say and how I say it. I'm sure you guys got a lot of questions. I understand that, but that's just the posture I'm in as I sit here today with so many components of this thing yet to be resolved.
Mike, I know it was an unusual situation, but does the team have any protocols to sort of prevent or to monitor, make sure players don't kind of go over there and have that sort of interaction?
I know there's a lot going on in the silent during game.
Exactly.
Mike, so is that a yes or a no? Do you have protocols or not?
We certainly may, but I might not be privy to it because my eyes and attention is what's going on the field. But we have a top-notch security group, et cetera. Everybody in the National Football League does. It's not only from an organization's perspective, but it's a global component to it as well.
Right, from a football perspective, what do you lose if DK is not available specifically this week?
One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity.
All right, there's a lot here. And if you want to weigh in, 412-928-9370, I'll circle back to where I started today which was there's not a whole ton of precedent for this. There's no comparison to Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson, the fan initiated physical contact, reached over the railing at a game in Buffalo and aggressively pushed Lamar Jackson's head. And Jackson pushed the fan back and the league didn't do a thing to Lamar and suspended the fan until further notice from games. The league absolutely did the right thing there. You as a fan have no right to enter the arena, even if it's just with your, you know, hands and arms to push somebody. That's entering the arena. You have no right to do that. And if you do that, a player has a right, I think, and it seems like the NFL thinks, to basically respond in kind, physically. So that comparison just doesn't work because that was the fan initiating physical contact and confrontation. And this one, it was Metcalf who initiated it and ended it. The jackass with the blue wig didn't do anything physically. I think he was clearly there to goad Metcalf into doing something, and I guess he got his wish. And he seems like a pretty sad, pathetic excuse for a human being, I think. You would agree with that, Sean?
Yeah, I cannot in any way relate to what goes through some people's minds when they do stuff like that.
Having said that, I'm with Tomlin and others when he says I don't condone the behavior from Metcalf. Tomlin's saying it's, you know, it's part of our world that we live in. That, and this isn't him saying it, this is me interpreting it, idiots are going to talk. The more apt comparison is Shaq Lawson from the Bills 2 years ago in Philly, defensive end. Him and his teammates later saying that a fan was using, you know, threatening language to the players and their families, and they went over, a bunch of them went over to confront the fan. Shaq Lawson pushed the fan. Very clearly on video, absolutely nothing happened to him. Not one penny of a fine. So if I'm DK and his people at that appeals hearing, which for all I know is happening right now, did he say later this afternoon? I don't know. I'm going there armed with that video saying, here's what this guy did 2 years ago because somebody was shouting stuff at him. He pushed a fan and you didn't even give him a 5 cent fine. You're suspending me for 2 games? That's what I would say. So a lot of things can be true. Don't condone the behavior from Metcalf. The fan was there to goad him. And the NFL is totally ignoring recent precedent here by suspending him for 2 games. It should be 1 game or a hefty fine, maybe just a hefty fine on this. And where was security? What were they doing? It's almost like they were just standing there watching. Especially, somebody should have known, DK should have said something early in the game or before the game that, hey, I had a problem here. Was it last year? Did Pelissero report?
Yeah, I believe so.
I had a problem here last year with this guy. And there was just no real security. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on all this? Let's hit the phone lines, Sean.
All right, we'll go out to Newcastle with Double D.
What's up, Double D?
Joe, thank you for taking my call, man. I love the work that you do.
Thank you.
I have some hopefully interesting perspective from the security side of things.
Yeah.
My uncle had worked security at Three Rivers and Heinz Field for the Steeler games. You know, as a kid, I loved to go down there and see him on the field. We were talking yesterday about what happened in Detroit, and he was shocked about the lack of communication and the lack of presence from the security team. He had talked to me about, you know, they had like this 30-foot rule. When any time that there was an issue between whether it was a player or someone in the stands, it was like a 30-foot rule. There was security within 30 feet so they could be in earshot and converge when they would sense something like this was happening.
Well, let me ask you before you go on, when you say lack of presence, are you talking about in general before this incident occurred? Because it sure seemed to me like that area wasn't being patrolled properly before that. Or are you talking about once things started to escalate?
That's what he was talking about.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
He said, I couldn't believe how there was really no security presence in that area. And just the lack, you know, he had told me, he said, anytime you have a player that comes with even a few feet of the stands, by now they've heard this back and forth and they're paying attention and they're communicating even with security in the stands to make sure that, number one, they're watching to secure the field and the player, but also to make sure that they have identified if there's somebody that throws a projectile or whoever that blue wig guy was that was causing the issue. They're there right there talking and feeling this out to make sure that they're protecting the field and protecting the player. He was shocked that nobody, as this was happening, was making a beeline to get over there and get into what was going on so that they could report back, you know, to the team or to whomever,
right,
you know, about what was happening and why they were letting this go on to the point where a player was able to go up and touch someone. Now, my uncle did say, he said, the worst part of security is these touchdowns when they're jumping into the end zones and the Lambeau Leafs and that kind of thing. But he said, when they're around the stadium, for there not to be somebody within 20 or 30 feet and multiple security there when this happened was shocking to him.
Well, here's
the
thing.
Never happened.
Here's the thing, though. They were, once Metcalf started to move toward the guy in the blue wig, he had a brief interaction with a security person dressed in police garb.
Correct.
And he said, I don't know what was said. I don't know what was said, but he talked to that person and then he kept moving on. So somebody was actually there. And then there was a guy
doing their job is what upset him, that they were not doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting the player and continuing to be part of that conversation, not just hearing it and walking away. He said that that was just was a total lack of effort on the part of the security team in Detroit.
I agree.
That's what got him hard. He was really he was like to the point I never see him get angry. Mm. He was like hot. He was really disappointed that something like this could happen in an NFL stadium. To the point where they weren't there saying, stop right now, you know, even grabbing the player before, you know, DK had a chance to even get to the player. He was just really shocked at the whole thing from start to finish.
Interesting, and I don't blame him because that absolutely stood out. It really did. And then a guy came along in a red security T-shirt who just was basically an observer. He seemed to be looking right at a situation where a player grabbed a fan and took a punch or a swipe, whatever you want to call it, at the fan, and he just watched it. So that's true, but that, again, doesn't, as Mike Tomlin said, condone the behavior. Tomlin saying, I certainly don't condone the behavior. I support DK. It's going to be really fascinating to see where this goes because now this guy has retained representation. Says he's being harassed because of these accusations being made against him and what he said. And the only place that I've seen that these accusations are coming from are from James Harrison and Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson. That's the only two places I've seen, and they both said they talked to Metcalf. Did Metcalf want them to speak for him and go public? Are their recountings totally 100% accurate? Man, they suddenly become involved in this. Right?
You would have to think if he told those guys, and I'm assuming they do like weekly podcasts. Is that, I mean, just about every player or former player is on some sort of podcast now.
Yeah.
If Metcalf is telling those guys specifically, he had to have known at some point they're going to
probably
get that out there.
Yeah,
right?
Probably. Probably. And that could become a problem if, unless it's proven somehow. But aside from that, we're going to get the, or maybe involved in that, but I think aside from that, the league's going to come down with a ruling here. And again, for the 100th time, if I'm Metcalf and his reps, I'm simply saying, you didn't do anything to a player who pushed a fan 2 years ago who was getting verbally assaulted, but you're going to suspend me for 2 games? What are you doing? Where's the precedent for this? We'll take one more, Sean.
All right, we will go to Donald.
Hey, Donald.
Hello, how are you? Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you, sir. What's up?
I just called in to make a comment on the Metcalf situation. First of all, he really shouldn't have did what he did, no matter what the situation is. He took his time to go over to the fan. There's fans everywhere in the stadium screaming, yelling, saying things they shouldn't say, but he picked that particular one to go over to that player and did what he did. He should have kept his hands to himself. And I understand what you're saying about these other people don't get suspended for doing these kind of things. Why is he? The league's got to start somewhere and start setting grounds. From now on, this is what has to happen, and this is what will happen. So if you want to have your behavior go on like you're going on, these will now be rules and what's going to happen from this day forward. They're getting paid millions and millions of dollars to play a sport. Who cares what these fans say to them? They should laugh at the fans. I'm getting paid big money to play.
Well, you know, that's easy to say, but if someone's 10 feet away, and I'm not saying this happened in this situation, but this is what Lawson and the Bills said happened in Philly, and someone is violently threatening my wife and my kids, that's probably going to get my attention. Wouldn't get yours?
Oh, sure it will.
Yeah.
Sure it will. But we had Miles Garrett, and I believe that's who it was, and Rudolph, saying that he called him a name. Later on, it come out, he didn't say that.
You know, right, that's separate from the fact that this should just be, you know, something you just blow off and don't pay attention to. If something like that is said, I'm not sure that I would have as easy a time as you apparently would just completely ignoring it. And having said that, I certainly am with Tomlin. You can't do it. I mean, imagine if there were in-game ramifications, or imagine if this was a playoff game and he got suspended for a game.
And again, I know it's a long shot, but if it comes down to that final game against Baltimore to see who wins the division, not having, and what did we say all season when the Steelers didn't address their number two receiver? If they lose Metcalf for an extended period of time, it's going to be the most significant loss of maybe anyone on the whole team.
I feel a little bit better about that now than I did then. But it would still be a significant, it is, I'm pretty sure he's going to get one game. Wouldn't you think?
I don't think they would go from 2 down to 0. They would at least keep it at 1 game.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So we'll take a couple more calls. This is my last day until Friday when myself and intern Dom will be in for the afternoon, guys. How about
that's
that?
That's going to be something.
That's going to be gigantic.
Do you know who's filling in for you tomorrow, by the way?
Who?
Josh Rountree.
He's good.
Yes.
He's real good.
Taking a day away from the golf course.
Yeah. No relation to former NBA player Dan Rountree. Remember him?
I'm not sure of that. They might be. I've seen him play basketball before. They could be related.
And we have some other things to wrap up, including the Penguins with some big games ahead. Some other Steelers. Tomlin was great on Derek Harmon and even greater on Myles Garrett. We'll talk to about that coming up as well. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.